Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Let's stand up. Oh, my humble cry. Oh, why, Lord, hearest thou art? Thou art calling, my Lord. Do not pass me, oh, my Lord and Savior, oh, Jesus. Yea, my humble cry, my Lord, my Lord, others are. Thou art calling, my Lord. Do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy, at thy throne, find a sweet, sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, my Lord, to you. My unbelief, my Lord and Savior, oh, Savior, hear my humble cry. Hear my humble cry, my Lord, my Savior, oh, Lord, others are one. Oh, calling, my Lord, please don't pass me. Trusting only in thy merit, my Lord, thy merit, who thy sin, thy precious, sweet, loving face, heal my wounded, broken, broken spirit, my Lord, save me by thy. By thy grace, my Lord and Savior, oh, Savior, hear my humble cry, my Lord, my Savior, why, Lord, others thou art, thou art calling, not pass me by. Oh, thou the spring of my comfort, my happiness, my sweet than life to me. Oh, may thy honored be beside thee, my Lord Jesus, whom in heaven back. Oh, my Lord, and Savior, oh, Savior, hear my humble cry.
While thou art holy, to all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's straight away open our Bible to the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 9. We start from the second verse up to 10. Daniel chapter 9, if you have your Bible ready with you. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the book the number of the year whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and the sackcloth and the ashes. And I pray unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and the dreadful God, keeping the covenant and the mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandment. We have sinned and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled even by departing from thy precept and from thy judgment. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servant the prophet, which spake in thy name to our king, our prince, our father, and to all the people of the land. And O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of face, as unto this day to the men of Judah and the two inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off through all the country whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belong confusion of faith, and to our king, to our prince, and to our father, because we have sinned against thee. And to the Lord, our God, belong mercy and forgiveness. Thou thought we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his law, which he set us by his servant, the prophet. Let us bow our head and offer a word of prayer. Father, once again, we have opened the same book that Daniel, many years before, read it and brought something inside of his heart. We could ask you that the same effect that the Bible has in the time of Daniel should do the same thing inside of our heart, should brought us to a revival, should brought us to a meditation of the scripture, that we should search and see the time that we are living in, Father. That this word should not pass us by, Father, with no man can read it, but the understanding and the skill of it. Daniel went to seek thy face, because we know that your revelation only comes from God. That why we ask you that you shall reveal yourself in a special way, that your Holy Spirit shall move freely among us tonight, that the word that was read, the content inside of it, will bring life to our souls. Because we come here expecting that you shall speak to us, Father. We know that we are living in a similar time as Daniel did, Father. But our hope and trust is in thee, Jesus Christ, the author and the finishing of our salvation. Father, we want to remember everybody that is present here at thy hand, that in a special way you shall be able to minister deeper inside of the heart. Then we depart from this place, it should not be the same way we come, Father. That we shall be a change to people, that something special shall happen to each of us, Father. Father, we ask you that you shall bless your servant, our pastor, and bless his family, Father. And I bless everybody that will be able to make it, who didn't make it, Father. We commit all of them at thy hand. Father, we remember all the remaining of the service at thy hand, that you shall take control from the beginning to the end. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. We just want to look if we can give it a title. We'll call it Daniel Revival. Because it's something that shake Daniel when he took the scroll, the book of Isaiah, of Jeremiah, and he started reading, something happened unto him. And he realized the time that he was living in. Because each time when you read the word of God, the word of the prophet, if you read it with a correct way, you must find something that will push you near to God. But when he read, it pushed him to seek the face of the Lord. When you read the Bible and it doesn't push you to seek the face of the Lord, you must question yourself. Because there's nothing wrong with the Bible. It's something wrong with your experience. Because if you read it in the right way, each time when you open the Bible or read the message, it must push you closer to God. Amen. It has to. Because it's the word of God. And the word of God has the power to push you near to God. And Daniel, when he read it, because the prophecy was made many years ago, and they went to captivity. And we will see Daniel himself, he confessed. He was honest, and he says, this captivity is not God that sent us to captivity. It's ourselves that send us to captivity. Now, God will never send anybody to hell. God will never send anybody to captivity. You send yourself to hell. You send yourself to captivity. It's not God that will send you there. God never send them to captivity, because Daniel says God already spoken unto them through his servant, the prophet. God warned them. God made a way for them to escape the captivity. But they reject that way. That way they have to go to the captivity. Now, when you reject the provided way of God, you find yourself in a captivity. If you can take even a simple example of your life as a Christian, each time when you depart from the precept of God, from what God has ordained for you, the boundary that God has set for you, when you go out of it, that way you go to captivity. But Israel should learn a lesson from there, that this is not God's business to send us. God created us to be free people, that we shall live and worship him. There's no need for Israel to go to Babylon and there where the hidden worship and see everything that was happening there. It wasn't God's predestinated will that they shall go there. But they find themselves there because of their own behavior. Now, as we go, you will understand that the generation and the world is in this condition today. God never created the world to be in this condition. It's not God to blame. It's man to blame. But many times, man doesn't want to take the blame upon himself. He wants to play like Adam in Eden. He wants to play the game blame. He say, it was the woman that you gave her to me. Inside of taking the thing serious, that God, I transgress against thy word. But he tried to push the things back to God. That is not my fault. It's the woman that you gave her to me. You see that man many times doesn't come to a place like Daniel, where he could sit down and look at that the condition that am I today. The condition my people is today is not God to blame. It's to blame ourselves. Because God has provided everything that they needed. If you took Israel when they come out of Egypt, God provided everything that they wanted to lead them to the promised land. And God was the one who was sending them prophets. God was the one who was giving them kings. But by the time of Samuel, when they says, we don't want you anymore. If you read 1 Samuel, you find in chapter 8, when they said to Samuel, we don't want you anymore. The prophet said when they rejected Samuel, they didn't reject Samuel. They rejected God himself. Because Samuel was sent by God to lead them. It wasn't the will of man. It was the will of God himself. But the man was so honest, Daniel, and he took the book, and something pushed him to go and read the book of Jeremiah. To see that the Lord, surely, if he sent us to captivity, we are here captive. It must be for a certain number of years. We can't be here forever because we are children of God. We are the seed of Abraham. We were born to worship God and to give praise unto him. We are not born to worship this God of Babylon. Now remember that Babylon means confusion. And he was living in a time of confusion. And if you bring back to our time, Daniel is your type and my type. Because we are living in the time of Babylon. In the time of confusion. Because the scripture itself, let's read Revelation chapter 3 from verse 14. You find that is exactly the same thing. Because the Bible says this age that we are living in, the Laodicea age that you are living in, it's an age of confusion. It's an age where it's not hot, it's not cold, it's lukewarm. And the lukewarm, it's a confusion. And the scripture says, and unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, and write these things, say, the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy work, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I will thou art wet, cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold or no hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now that the age that Daniel was living in, the place he was living in, it's called Babylon, which means confusion. You could not know exactly what these people believe. But they have a certain belief that they think that it was God. Worshipping idol, they make idol in the place of God, which is something that God hates. God hates idolatry. God doesn't like it at all. But we find this son of God, he was in Babylon, where people were worshipping idol, a pagan worship, but he never conformed himself like them. He was so different. He held to the precept and to the word of God. He held to the scripture that these things will get me out of this place. Let me hold unto them. I will not defile myself with these things of Babylon. I must keep myself pure before the Lord. Now, he was pure, and the scripture showed that there's no record that was against Daniel in that time that he was living in Babylon. But the prophet tells us, if you look at this man, he was a genuine believer. Why? Because at that time, he didn't have even a church. There's no even hymn for him to sing. But he was faithful to the word of God. And he decided not to defile himself. And he set his face to seek the Lord, not to seek the things of this life. He didn't put his face for the kingdom of this heaven, of this earth. But he put his face to seek the skill and the understanding from God. Because he knows that I need more revelation in this time that I'm living now. Because it's just 2 years left for the fulfillment of the scripture. From any time now, anything can happen. Let me go now and search the scripture. And you and I, the time that we are living, is the time for us to go and study the message. It's the time for us to go and study the Bible and to know exactly which time that we are living in. Amen. With a wonderful message that was preached on Sunday, you could see exactly the time that we are living in. Everything that is happening, the event made clearly by prophecy. Amen. And these things should push a genuine Christian onto desperation. Should push a genuine Christian to a position that, let me put aside food for a while. Let me put aside the business of this life. Let me go in the closest place and study the scripture and see what the Bible is telling about this time. And see what the prophet is telling us about this time. Let me examine my life Let me make the confession of my sin and make sure that everything is right between me and God. That's what Daniel did. It's a revival. The prophet say a revival, not adding number, but reviving something that is already inside of your heart. You want to lighten something that is already inside of you. That is a revival. You want to make sure that he understands the scripture the way he's supposed to understand them. He didn't want a second-hand revelation. And he didn't get it by theology. And the scripture says he went to seek the Lord. Now we see that it's clearly there. And he says, we are in this condition not because of God. It's because of ourselves. Because we didn't hearken to the provide way of God. And listen, I read something for you. It's very good. The prophet says, in God's provide way, it was preached in 1953. The prophet says now, when you reject Jesus Christ, the Savior and God, you do not have to be judged. You are already judged. Your attitude toward God's provided way has judged you. And it's not necessary that any man will go to hell. And God do not send no one to hell. You send yourself to hell. God do not send anybody to hell. God will is everybody should come to the knowledge of the truth. God will is everybody should be saved. Is that the gospel should be preached to the poor. That everybody should have a liberty. That everybody should be made free from sin. That is God's will. That's the amazing grace. Because God doesn't want anybody to die. But you send yourself to hell. It's you that's determined. The prophet says now, you send yourself to hell. God done everything in the world. God done everything in the world he can to keep you from going to hell. God did everything to Israel to keep them from going to Babylon, to captivity. The same thing for you and I. God did everything that he could do for every human being in this life by sending his begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he shall die for you and I, that we shall have eternal life. What more God could do? He did all the best that he can. And he did everything that he could do to save you, not to go to hell. But you decide yourself to go to hell. It's not God to blame. That's why the prophet said God doesn't send anybody to hell. God doesn't send anybody to captivity. And they say, yet you determine to go to hell. You fight over every barricade God puts in your way. You just go right on over it. And you do not believe in this. I do not believe in that. I do not believe in this just head log. What the prophet said? That yourself, you send yourself to captivity. That's why Daniel's confession, his attitude to God was right. You will see why God has to reveal himself more to Daniel, even more to what he asked to God. Because his attitude toward the things of God was right. And he didn't come in the way of puffing up and say, no, it's not my fault. It's the fault of my father. But he was a young man when he went there. He could not make the decision to disobey the word of God. But everything that his parent did, that is inherit that condition. The prophet said he might went there when he was 12 to 14 years old. He could not make a decision to disobey the word of God. But his parent maybe did it. And he has to find himself there. But the young man has something inside of him that was special. Because he didn't want to defile himself. He didn't want to behave like the people of Babylon. Because he knew that he didn't belong there. He was passing by. That a genuine Christian will never behave like the people of this world. Because he knows that I'm not belonging here. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm passing by. I should not do things like these people of the world. No, I'm not there for them. I must behave different. I'm a believer of the message of the hour. And I have the promise of God. And in a time like this, Let me study the promise and see exactly what time we are living in. Daniel wanted to know exactly what time that he was living in. And he was living at the end of everything. And you and I, you will see in the scripture that we are living in the same time like Daniel. We are living at the end of everything. We are living at the end time where the scripture being fulfilled. In every corner, the Bible being the book of prophecy, prophesizing the future event to take place. That's why the Bible is different from other sacred book. Because the Bible can tell you the future of the things. The Bible can tell you what will happen after 400 years. The Bible can tell you what will happen after 600 years. But all these books, sacred book, they have no prophecy. They can't tell you what will come next. But yet the Bible can tell you everything to the letter. The Bible will tell you everything that will happen before the things will take place. The Bible already knew that these things will happen and these things will happen. The Bible knew that Israel will go back to be a nation once again. And we saw it that in 1948, Israel went back to be a nation. But yet the scripture was written before even it could happen. Now those are the signs that are showing you the time that you are living in. That is showing us that we are living at the end of everything. Because the scripture being fulfilled, the revelation of the man of sin. As we go, you will see that all these things should push us to desperation. All these things should push us to seek a closer walk with God. Because these things must have impact the same way that it has in the life of Daniel. Because the scripture that he was reading, the book of Jeremiah, it pushed him to seek the face of the Lord. It pushed him to fast. But if you read the Bible and it doesn't do anything to your life, you must seek the face of the Lord. Because it must do something to you. And especially in this time that we are living and see the events that are taking place, a genuine Christian should check himself. It should bring a revival inside of the life of a genuine Christian. Because look what he says now. In verse 4, and he says, I pray unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and I said, O Lord, the great and the dreadful God, keeping the covenant and the mercy to them that love him. He keep the covenant and the mercy to them that love him. God always keep his covenant. And he never break it. And I said, to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandment. Now, it's our responsibility to keep the commandment of God. Because Daniel did it. He kept the commandment of God. If you look at Daniel chapter 3, he said, I will not defile myself. I will keep the commandment of God. I will not behave like these people of Babylon. Because I'm not of Babylon. And Jesus, before he went, when praying for his disciples, he said, they are in this world, but they are not of this world. Now, you and I, being Christian, we are not of this world. We are the citizen of heaven. Amen. This island is not our city. Yes. The scriptures show clearly, and our great father Abraham, he was seeking for a city where the builder, he was God himself. Yeah. That the city he was seeking for. He was seeking for that new Jerusalem to come. Amen. That is your city and my city. Because everything that is not of God, it will be done away with it. And no matter what happened, no matter the road that they are building, no matter how many buildings that they are making it, it will be destroyed. Remember in the time of Nimrod, you remember in Genesis chapter 11, they make greater building than this one today. They say it was almost reaching the heaven, the giant building, but God confound them. Everything that is didn't originate from God, God will confound it. The only thing that will stand is the things of God. And the prophet said, let me tell you the truth. And he said, to be honest, there's no hope left except the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the church is looking at. It's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The prophet said there's no hope left except the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But those who are moved by the spirit of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can see inside of their life. The way they conduct themselves, the way they behave, the way they do their things, you can see that they are moved by the spirit of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are not so much in the things of this world. It doesn't mean so much to them. What means a lot to them is that walking with Elohim. That is something that can keep them walking with Jehovah. That they want to see when they see everything happening. They say, hey, there's something fixing to happen. He things are not anymore the same. There's something that is fixing to happen. Because Jehovah has a promise that when you see these things happening, you must know that the redemption is near. Now something is fixing to happen. Now this thing, now Daniel living there. And the prophet said, now he didn't have no church to go. He didn't have no hymns to sing. But he was there in Babylon. And being faithful and keeping the commandment of God. Imagine you and I how privileged people we are. We have a church to come to. We have more than 20 brothers to commune with them. But yet we still failing. But Daniel was there. And he didn't have nobody to sing with. He didn't have a pastor. He didn't have a deacon. He was there. But he was faithful under the blood of gold. Under the blood of animals. What more about you and I? We are under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The Holy Spirit being our portion. It we should push us more than Daniel. It still has to do something inside of our life. You know, the Lord always warned the people before judgment. God never come to you and judge you without a warning first. And God must warn them many times. And there was even a prophet that started to argue with Jeremiah. When Jeremiah says it was 70 years, and the prophet, that prophet said it was 2 years. But Jeremiah says, it's nothing to fight here. It's what said the Lord that I'm telling you. Because of this, the Lord has spoken unto thee. And Daniel says something good here. He didn't say that the Lord already spoke to their father. And he says this, as never we have hearkened unto thy servant, the prophet, which has spoken in thy name to our kings and our prince and our father and to all the people of the land. The prophet of God has already spoken to the kings and to the prince. But what happened? They never listened unto it. That's why you see the world in this condition that the world is today, insanity. And all the rubbish things that are happening to the world. It's not God to blame. And you would see people will tell you that if there is a God, why there is a war everywhere? Why is there people fighting one another? God never send the people that go and invent the weapon that will destroy houses. God never send that. It was a man himself that went for the searching for the knowledge. That he went himself and created these things. God never created them. You never see God in his creation make the atomic bomb. It's a man himself went to do for it. Why to blame God? It's to accept that, no, this is our science. And the prophet says, science and all those civilizations is of the devil. It's not of God. That's why it's destroying the life of the people. That's why the people are destroying themselves. Why? Because the people want the power. The people want to rule one another. Inside of God ruling his people, the people want to rule one another. That's why all the trouble in this world. But the scripture tells us that Daniel went and he made his confession. And they say, to God belong righteousness. And to us is the confusion of faith. And it's confusion in this age that we are living. People doesn't know what to do next. But the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ is like Daniel. He knows exactly what is going to happen next. And when he went, he didn't want to seek for money. Though these things has their place, but he went to seek the understanding and the skill of the things that was happening. And you and I, we suppose always to pray for revelation, to pray for the understanding of the Bible, to pray for the skill of the Bible, because these things will remain forever. It's the word of God. It's the only things that he can stand. Now, God give us, all of us, a chance that where there is a time and God come in your way, you must accept the God to provide the way. If you reject the God to provide the way, it's death. You go to captivity, because there's only two power: the power of God and the power of the devil. When you reject to be under the power of God, automatically you go to the power of the devil. Because God is not you, Lord. How can he protect you? If you want him to protect you, you must accept him. And that road is free. That's where the kingdom of God. Maybe why that people neglect it. The people want expensive things. They don't want something that is free. And the eternal life is given free. But the people still doesn't want it. They want a bad way. A way that is difficult to get it. The way of hell. You must pay for your life. You will pay your money to get AIDS. You will pay your money to get drunk. You will pay your money for cancer. When you are smoking, buying a cigarette, you pay for your cancer. You are not no God that giving it to you. You are paying it. It's not given free to you. And everything that will destroy your lung, everything that will destroy your body, you pay yourself for it. You pay for yourself. You pay everything that destroys you. It doesn't come from God. God is not a destroyer. God is the one that saves life. And he tried everything that he could do to save Israel, not going to captivity. But they could not listen. But we find that even the vessel, the golden vessel of the Lord, they went up to captivity. Why? Because they could not listen to the word of God. Because we don't have enough time. We could go back to 2 Kings 24 and read and see what happened there, the fatal mistake that they made. And the prophet says, it happened the same time when the Lord Jesus Christ came, when the Israel made the decision now that they should crucify Jesus Christ and set free a murderer. It's what happened there. The prophet said, it's happening to our time. He said, look what happened to our time now. They did more, a greater fatal mistake than what happened in the time of Israel. Because there, they choose a murder inside of the life giver. But here, what the people have chosen, they choose a murder of the word than God himself. The message of the hour, they rejected it. And they choose the murder. You know, the Catholic system that they have chosen, it's the murder of Jesus Christ. Crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prophet is saying, you wonder, all these things happen to the people. When the people reject God, provide the way, that's why they must reap all these things. Because there's a law of sowing and reaping. If you sow evil, you must reap evil. If you sow good, you must reap good. Now Daniel see that our father, they did something wrong here. That's why we find ourselves here. But let me go now through the scripture. Let me search the scripture and see exactly what is happening the time that we are living in. Now we know that we are living at the end time. And there's many scripture of the end time that you look at it. Because the scripture even says in Amos, the scripture says that the Lord says, I will send a famine in the land. But not the famine of bread. Not the famine of meat, but the famine of the genuine word of God. It will not be easy to find a pure, unadulterated word of God. It will be a famine. People will travel from land to find the genuine word of God. And to go to a church where you find that they preach the pure gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's all in the message of the hour. All this church, they are already adulterated. They are already mixed with the false system of this world. They are teaching perverted things that is not of the scripture. But we thank God that God has sent us his provided way. God has sent us a pure word, unleavened bread, that we have received in this time that will bring us out of this place to the rapture. That will bring us out of this body to the glorified body. That what we, God, has sent to us. Now, and he read, and the prophet said, now, I understand that in the last day, there will come a famine. The church will be so organized and so set, and everything, that in the last day, there will come a famine, and it will not be for bread or water only, but for hearing the true word of God. Not a famine of. For hearing the true word of God. But when you get the true word of God, you must appreciate it. When you get the message of the hour, you must appreciate it. It's not easy to find the true word of God. To find the genuine of God is not something easy. It's already mixed up with the tradition, mixed up with the Roman tradition, mixed up with the things that is not of God, that is completely different, where you find the teachings that are not of God. And when you find something genuine, you must be happy. And the prophet says, now I understand that he will send Elijah before that day to come at the end time. Now that is one of the signs of the end time. I will send Elijah. Now that's one of the signs. When we see Elijah now come, like the same way Jeremiah came, and he passed out of the scene now. Elijah went out of the scene, and Daniel, you and I, we start reading the message and see that the time that we are living in, it must bring a revival inside of our heart. Because Daniel, when he read this scripture, because Jeremiah was not anymore there. Jeremiah was out of the scene. But yet the prophet tell us that sending Elijah is the sign of the end time. Now Elijah coming is the sign of the end time. It's telling us that when we receive the prophet, we already know that we are already in the beginning of the end. We are already entering the end time. And he come with the message. And what the message did, the message revealed all the hidden secret of God. All the secret that was hidden before the foundation of the world, God revealed them through his prophet. Now God sent us something that you and I, being believer of the message, we must know that Malachi 4:5, it's the sign of the end time. It's the sign before the coming of the Lord. Now everything that we see, that is the sign before the coming of the Lord. Now let's go to 2 Thessalonians and to show you from what was preached on Sunday for you to understand the time that we are living in. That the Bible now, being a book of prophecy, that it tells us the future event to come. It is something that when you read it, it must push you somewhere. It must push you close to God. Now, 2 Thessalonians, and we see the pastor already show us on Sunday who the Pope is. And the scripture tells us exactly. And the prophet used the same scripture too. And for you to understand that we are living at the end time. Because the scripture says now, from verse 1 up to 4, 2 Thessalonians. Now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the gathering together unto him. Now, speaking about the rapture, speaking about the coming of the Lord, because we must gather together and go to the rapture. And it says, now, verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by words, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. But the man of sin is already revealed. We know who the man of sin is, and we know that he is the Pope, is the man of sin. And we know now that we are living at the end time, because that day, the coming of the Lord will not happen first, before the Son of Man being revealed, the man of sin being revealed, the son of perdition. But when Elijah now come with the message, he revealed it. And the prophet said when he went to visit, and himself he used to hear. But when he said that Vika Philadei, and he said the prophet, he said if you take the Roman numerical numbers and you translate it to it, you find that it is 6600. And it's exactly revealed. Now, if it revealed, and you believe this thing to you and I, it should create a revival inside of our life. Surely it must push us somewhere. Because when you see these things happening, because it does the same thing to Daniel. Daniel, when he read the book, and he see that he was at the end time. Because it tells us the scripture that these things will not happen first, the coming of the Lord, before the man of sin be revealed first. And the man of sin is revealed, which would mean that we are living at a prolongation time. We are living at a time that at any time, the coming of the Lord can happen soon. Now, and it's a verse 4, and whom oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God, that or that is worshipped, so that he as God sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. It reveals, you know already, that the Pope, that is sitting himself in a congregation, and in that system, Roman Catholic, and representing Christ himself, and the representation of Christ, we know, that is the Holy Spirit, is not man. But we see the scripture tell us that these things must happen first. And we thank God under the voice of the 70 angels, all this mystery was being revealed. And we know who the man of sin is. But it's not just only to know who the man of sin is. It has to have impact inside of your life. When you get a revelation, it must have something to do with your life. Because you read the Bible like a newspaper and you pass by. If it has no impact inside of your life, I will tell you, my brother and sister, we must seek the Lord. We must change. Because these things that were happening, all the election of the new Pope, and the pastor showed us, and when the pastor says, I will preach about it, I went to search and these things and say, this is a good time to search and study a bit this man. And you find that they are so cruel the way they do things. Even the way they start their things from Paris University, where they went. It was so cruel. They say, no, now if we fail the Muslim, we must go to the Protestant. And they leave them alone from there. And they went to hurt all the people that stand with the truth. And we see that the man of sin is already revealed. Now, what else are you looking for? What end time sign that you are looking for? Elijah already came. And the man of sin is revealed. And you will see other things happening in the Bible. And Jerusalem already, Israel already been a nation. What else are you looking? Because many of the prophecies of the Bible are being fulfilled. The Bible says the day of Noah will come again. And we see the day of Noah back again. And the Bible says the day of Lot will come again. And we see the day of Lot back again. Why are you sleeping, my brother? Why are you sleeping, my sister? Is the time to open our spiritual eyes and to make sure that daily we are walking with Christ. Daily we are walking with Christ. Not just walking with Christ on Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, we go back to our business. No, it must be a continually daily walking with Christ. Because at any time the rapture will take place. But if we become just Sunday Christian, and we just become Christian when we are in church, and go out of church and live the same like the rest of the people, it's a disaster condition that we are in. It's a disaster condition that we are in. We come here to listen to the word of God, that we shall well equip ourselves
that we shall go able and to fight. Because Daniel, when he read these things, and it moved him, and it pushed him to seek the Lord. And he says, now I must fast. You have to fast sometime. He said, I put aside the food. I do not understand this thing that they are preaching about. Let me go and read the book. They are talking about the seven seals. They are talking about the seven church age. Let me go and sit with these things and understand them, not reading them the way of theology. Because Daniel never did it that way. He went to seek the Lord for the understanding and the skill. If you want to get a revelation, you must seek the Lord. You must pray for it. Like the testimony of that brother that we watched last Wednesday. And he says he could not understand the head, God headship. And he went to pray because he wanted to understand. And when he prayed, God revealed the things to him. And those things was made clear. There was no confusion anymore. Because there's no confusion with God. The confusion belongs to man. If you read the Bible and you can't find the salvation, it's something wrong with you. The fool, the Bible, is just speaking about the grace of God, about the salvation. But if you want grace, you can receive it as a grace. But if you don't want it, the Bible will become a judgment book for you. But it's never been ordained to be a judgment book. It was sent to be a book of grace. That people should find the grace. When God sent them a prophet, it's not to judge them. There was a sent force that they should find the grace of God. But when you reject those prophets, you must reap what you sow. There's no way you must reap what you sow. That's why Israel, they reaped destruction. Because they rejected the Son of Man. They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. What happened now? Then Titus come upon them. And the Roman Empire destroyed them all. Why? Because they rejected God provided way. And you must know that there will always be consequence when you reject God provided way. If you reject God provided way, you get in trouble. And the prophet said, why these people, American, they get to trouble? Because they reject God provided way. But it's not anymore America. It's all around the world. People have rejected God provided way. That people find themselves in a mess. They find themselves in a condition that of decay, that you can't find a solution. It looks like the moral is completely gone. The things that are happening for the human being, you can't believe that these are human beings that are doing these things. And sometimes you find that the animals even are better than the human. Because sometimes that will happen with the human being. They went out far from the things of God. Lot of things that are happening. You can't even mention some of them. Because the man went so far. Why the man went to that condition? Did God create the man to be in that condition? No. It's the man himself that choose his own way to hell. God never wanted you to go to hell. He never wanted anybody to go to hell. But there's only two ways. The way of God and the way of the devil. If you reject the way of God, that's why you find yourself in hell. It's the way of the devil. Now you find that all these things, the scripture says, it must happen before the coming of the Lord. Now let's go now to 2 Timothy, just in the next chapter. 2 Timothy, now chapter 3. And to show you some of the things that are happening, that you must understand, because these things, sometimes we get used with it. And we say, ah, it's normal for this thing to happen. These things are happening with a purpose. And to show you and I that we are living at the end time. That we are living in the time, like the time of Daniel. That he has to leave. They have to leave captivity. That the year of Jubilee was approaching to come. Now, 2 Timothy, chapter 3. Now, this know also that in the last day, perilous time shall come. How about you think like it become normal? To some people, the perilous time it become normal. No, these are the sign of the last day. It's not normal. It's the sign of the last day that the scripture says. You can't take it normal. It's the sign of the last day. Now, it shall come and say, for men shall be lover of their own self covetous, boaster, proud, blasphemer, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Everything that we see now is the sign of the last day. That what men will become and boaster of themselves, blasphemer, proud. You can't tell them anything. They put God out of the system. We don't need God. We don't need religion. Religion is brainwashing. When Christianity becomes brainwashing? No, it's a shame on man. Because God created people that God should lead them. But men reject the leadership of God. And they lead themselves. That's why they are heading themselves to hell. That's why they are going themselves to Rome. And it says, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accuser, incontinent, fears, despisers, and of those that are good. Now, the people who are doing good, they despise them. They have no respect to you and I. They can even attack us. Because they know, are these people what they are talking about? Now, they want to tell us that they should not be gay. But the scripture says that there should not be a such thing. But if you look at all these things, you can think that it's normal because you are born in this system. But if the people that was born before us, our parents, if you ask them, they will tell you that something has happened. Because these things never been that way before. The prophet said before, when you see a woman walking with a stomach outside, they will quickly take her and bring her to the place where they put people with mental problem. But today, the street of Dublin is full of them. Is it that something changed? No, nothing changed. Because they take now so far the things with the devil. And they present to the people like the things become normal. But yet these things are the sign of the last day. You and I, we must walk with these things in our mind. That these are the sign of the last day. We shall not say it is normal. No, it never been normal. The word of God doesn't say that it shall be happening that way. No, it's contrary to the word of God. Everything that is happening now, you see all the things that they are making, the law. And like now for the last 2 months, it become like anointing of the gate, the homosexual, all the country of the world. They are just talking about it. And you must see that these are the day of Lot that are back again. You should not follow the news like everybody else. When you see these things in the news, you say, oh God, help me. Help me to have a closer walk with it. Because there's some things that are happening here. Things never ordained to be that way. And the prophet said, all these things that are happening, it should be the time that shall push us now to prayer. And the prophet said, I understand that the woman will bomb off her in the last day. And I understand that they will wear short clothes and walk with higher heeled shoes. My man. The prophet said that the higher heeled shoes is the sign of the end time. Which it means that a genuine daughter of God, she will not want to be named among those kind of the people. It looks like someone at the door, but it will not be named in those kind of the people. Because these things we see that all that is happening now is the sign of the end time. And the prophet said now, they will wear short clothes and walk with higher heel shoes. And this now, every year where you see, you go there, when we go out rich, ask all the brethren, ask Brother George, ask Brother Will. All them, higher heel shoes. It's your sign. When we go there, we must know that we are living at the last day. All them. And now the way they walk, the prophet say, twinkling as they go in the last day. Can you see that all these things that is happening now, it shall wake you up. It shall bring a revival to your life the same way it did with Daniel. Because when Daniel read now the book of Jeremiah and see that it was just 2 years left and see the condition of the land the way it is, it pushed him to seek the face of the Lord. He never went to seek the things of this world. No. If you read the scripture and you read the time that you are living in and you still have appetite for the things of the world, you must question your new birth. You must question yourself that there is something wrong with him. Because in a time like this, Daniel being our type, he could not go for the things of the world. And he put sackcloth and ashes to seek the face of the Lord. And he started confessing his sin because he doesn't want that his sin should hinder him going out of Babylon. And you and I, we have to go out of Babylon, out of this confusion. And our sin can hinder us. But we want to make sure that all our sins are under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that's the provision that God has made. Now remember, God doesn't want anybody to go to hell. But you pay yourself for your hell. God doesn't want you to go to hell. He doesn't want you to go to captivity. But you pay yourself for it. Once you pay for that captivity, you are there. It's not God. The first time when you start to smoke, God warned you many times not to smoke. God never tell you to go smoke. And when you come now condemned, become captive to that demon of nicotine, it's not God to blame. It's to blame yourself. Because God will warn you before, do not do it. Do not do it. It's wrong for you to do it. Because the prophet said God has put that ability to every human being to know good and evil. But God will present his way always. He will not force you to it. And you are put it on the free moral agency that you must choose yourself. And the decision you take to serve God, it will bring you to heaven. If you make the decision to go and enjoy the things of this life, it will bring you to hell. That's why the prophet said God never sent someone to hell. He never sent someone to hell. You decide to go to hell by rejecting God provide the way. And this world will go to chaos. The way they are in chaos now is because they rejected God provide the way. They rejected the message of the hour. If the Methodist people could move with the truth and they could accept the revelation of God in this time that we are living in, they will not find themselves in the ecumenical council of church. No, they will never find themselves there. They will never find themselves in the Roman Catholic system. No, because they accepted themselves. God sent them the messenger. God sent them the truth before they could get there. And the prophet says that you can't pray anymore for them. There's no mercy anymore because they already choose their way to go to that system willingly. Why God provide a way for them? And the same way that you and I, God provide the message of the hour for us. That's why that we should not go through tribulation. If anybody that come to this church go to the tribulation, it's not the pastor to blame. It's not God to blame. It's to blame yourself. Because the message being preached faithfully, the scripture being shows in the way that is supposed to be shown, that you don't need to go to the tribulation. There's no judgment for the bride. The bride is judged here in the house of the Lord. That's where we get our judgment. That you and I, the chance was given to us that we shall escape the tribulation by the message of the hour. That if you believe the message of the hour and you walk according to the message of the hour and you will go to the rapture and you will never see the tribulation period. But what will happen if you come is just make yourself as a member of the church and never go far with this message. And the same message of grace, the prophet says, it will become the message of judgment, auntie. But friend, we don't need to be judged with the world because God already provided a way for us. When we see the scripture being fulfilled and everything that is happening, it will push us to seek the face of the Lord. And he said, now, Daniel, and he asked, now God sent Gabriel to come unto him, now to reveal the things unto him. And the prophet says something very good there. You ask God little, but God give you more. God give you more. And he give you more than what you expected. And he asked to know the time that he was living in. And the scripture says now, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 20, and it says, "And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, began cause to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening obligation." That the time that you are living in, that God sent his messenger that to come and reveal the things to us that the church need about it. That Daniel now, God revealed him. The prophet says now, in Gabriel's instruction to Daniel, he said, Gabriel appeared to reveal not only what he was asking about, but to tell him all the way down what was determined for the Jews' rest and all the way to the consummation. Listen, the prophet said, amen. He asked a little bit and got the whole thing. He asked just to know, but he get the whole things. You and I, God didn't only reveal to us the time of our time only. He revealed us everything, even the feast of the trumpet. That is to do with the Jew. And God revealed to us everything until the millennium, until the new Jerusalem. Not only the time that we are living in, but God revealed everything to us. If you read the Bible, you study it, like a time like this, friend, I will ask you to search the message and study the Bible and see exactly which time that we are living in. This event that are taking place, they are not taking place for nothing. Because Jesus, in Luke chapter 4, chapter 24, when he was now with one the disciple, they went to the sepulchre, and they coming out from there to the tomb of Jesus. And they were talking on the road about the things that was happening, that what took place there. And Jesus appeared unto them. And the prophet preached the message called the event made clear by prophecy. Something that was happening there, that this guy see the things that was taking place. When Jesus appeared unto them, why? Because they was speaking about him. If we speak about him, he will come to us. And he will make the things known unto us. And Jesus says, these things must happen, friend. You should not worry about yourself. It's not written in the law. It's not written by the prophet that these things must happen, that he shall resurrect in the third day. And it's not written in the scripture that the day of Sodom must happen again. It is written. It's not written that the day of Lot must happen again. The day of Noah. That the scripture that we see, that the man of prediction must be, the man of sin, the son of prediction must be revealed first before the Lord shall come. It is in the scripture. But what does things do to our life? We just puffed up because we know more than other? No. It should do something inside of our Christian life. It will should brought us closer to Christ. That's why we must search the time that we are living in. And the prophet says in a certain message, the disappointment at the judgment day. And I say the prophet says, not the harlot that will be disappointed because she already knew her destination. But the one that will be disappointed is the church member. You don't need to be a church member. You need to be a Christian. You need to meet with Christ. You need to have an experience. And God made everything available for you and I. And he made it easy. He didn't make it complicated. He sent the message of grace and showing you the perfect way that you can escape the tribulation. The perfect way that you can have eternal life. And you and I, we have the Bible that was already explained. And we have the message of the hour. What else do we need? Everything that we need, we have them. But we must ask the skill and the understanding. And these things many times, it come by fasting and by supplication and by prayer that these things come. Because you may read the Bible and you can't understand what was preached on Wednesday night. But if you sit down, you pray, you read the scripture, God will reveal it unto you. Let's all stand and sing the song. And then we'll close with a word of prayer. To see that the captivity is not for you. The hell is not for you. Because God has already provided the hell. To provide the way for you. If you go to hell, it's your own will. It's not God that is sending you there. God has already made provide the way for you. Let's sing the song that we enter to a time of prayer.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, through that crimson flow, many arrows pierced my soul from without within. But my Lord leads me on, through Him I must win. Hallelujah! Oh, I want to sing. Look upon His face, there to sing forever. Oh, His saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice, gaze up past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I cling more close to Him. He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside. But my Lord goes ahead with whatever. Hallelujah! Oh, I want to see Him. Look upon His face. To sing forever of His saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Kings of past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look, toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight, with the tender hand outstretched through the valley low, guiding me. I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see Him. Look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace on the streets of glory. My voice, gaze up past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my path, He doth safely keep. And He leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me. Oh, I love Him so. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to see Him. Look upon His face. forever. Of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. There's no past, hope at last, ever to rejoice.
Let's sing one more, then we put ourselves before the Lord.
I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet child. To carry me home, swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming for to carry me home. Oh, swing low, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming forth to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
Coming forth to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot,
coming forth to carry me home.
Let's put ourselves before the Lord, and we ask Brother Mike at the end to close with a word of prayer. So anybody has any prayer requests, we ask Brother Mike, just lift up your hand to the Lord. He see the heart of the people, he will reward you according to thy need.
Precious Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord Jesus.
What a day, Lord, are we living in, Lord?
Father, yes.
What an interesting age.
Yes, Lord.
Every circumstance around us, Lord, every event taking place, Lord, in this world, Lord, they are all pointing straight to that second coming.
Amen.
Lord, we look at Syria, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Look at Greece, Lord. Now we look at all the countries that are falling into financial troubles, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And they are all according to thy word.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, all these things are hidden, O God, mm-hmm. from the eyes of the wise.
Yes.
And the prudent, O God.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord God, you have unveiled it unto us, O God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, how pitiful it will be, Lord God, if you should sit down, Lord, for this, for your coming, Lord, to take us on our world.
Yes.
Lord, we pray our spirit into thy hands, O Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All that we ask for, yes, the Lord, you shall increase the oil in our lamp.
Please, Lord.
And may you grant us enough oil.
Yes, Lord.
As we keep waiting, O God, patiently,
mm-hmm.
for the call of the bridegroom.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, may you increase the oil in our lamp, O Lord. If there's any unconfessed sin in our heart, Lord.
Yes,
if there's any iniquity in our souls, Father.
Yes, Lord.
If there's something that we are doing that's not right in our sight, Lord.
Mm.
Please have mercy on us.
Please. Lord.
For time is far spent, Lord.
Mm.
There's no more time again to spend, Father. Mm. But that, Lord, to wait patiently for thy call. We pray, Lord God, our spirit into thy hands, Lord. Prepare us, Lord.
Please,
wash
Lord.
Away every sin.
Yes,
wash away
Lord.
Every iniquity, Lord. Mm. Take away every lust of the world, Lord.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Lust of the eyes, Lord. The pleasure of this world, Lord. May you let them leave us all aside, oh God. And let us focus on the task ahead of us. The Bible said that we should set our eyes on things in heaven.
Yes.
Where Christ is seated at the right hand side of God Almighty. We pray, Lord God, that you shall fill us and, Lord God, keep us in thy wings, O Lord.
Mm.
For all these, Lord, arrows that are falling around us, Father, Lord, keep us under the shadow of thy wings, Father.
Mm.
And, Lord God, may you deliver us. The devil knows that he has no more time to spend, Father. And he's putting up, Lord, his last effort, Lord, to get as many people as he can, O God, mm. with him to hell. But, Lord, we pray, O God, that, Lord, we know that we shall never be deceived, Father. For the
yes,
Bible
Lord.
Says so. We pray, Father, Lord, even for our brethren, Lord, who are still in the world, Lord. Those are the ones keeping us waiting. Father, may you open your arms, Lord, and bring the last lamb home, O God. And when they are home, Father, Lord God, the call shall come up, Lord, and
please,
we shall
Lord.
All get home.
Yes,
we pray
Lord.
Also, Lord, for even our pastor, Lord, who is not here. We commit his meetings coming up into your hands, Lord.
Please,
may
Lord.
May you grant him grace, Lord. May you anoint him with that word,
yes,
Father.
Yes, Lord.
May you touch his lips, O God. Lord, may you inspire him by that word of God. And as he's time before the people to preach for them, let the Holy Ghost take control.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, arrest every heart, I pray thee, Father. Use him to bless somebody, Lord.
Please,
use him to bless, to bring a sinner home, Father. Break through for even the people who are hear him, oh God. Use his lips, Father, to bless the people who,
yes,
who listen to him, I pray thee, Father. We commit the rest of the breathing into your hands, those who are not here today. We commit every prayer request into your hands, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We Lord God, joy with our brother, Lord, who has have a full-time job. We thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Father, for how far, Lord God, you have brought him, O God, how faithful he has been, O God, even in the service of thy work, Father. May you continue to show your blessing upon him, Father.
Please,
those
Lord.
Who are also looking for jobs, we lift them all before you.
Yes, Lord.
Every prayer request here, Lord, we commit them into your hands, Lord. You are a prayer answering God.
Yes, Lord.
Just lift up the hands, Lord, and answer all prayers, Father.
Please, Lord.
We commit our sisters, Lord, who are due, Lord, into your hands, Father.
Yes,
but
Lord.
At the time of their Lord of their delivery, may you be with them, O God.
Please, Lord.
May you grant them a safe delivery, Father, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For it is you who have placed this seed in your own, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Bless them, I pray, with strength, O God.
Please, Lord.
For the Bible says that we shall give birth as the Hebrews women give birth, O God.
Yes, Lord.
And when they go to the delivery room, Father, let the angels of the living God hold the hands of the
yes,
midwives
Lord.
And the doctors of God and see them through safely, Father.
Please, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. We also pray, Father, Lord God, for any sick person, Lord God.
Mm.
We pray for our brother Denzel, Lord God. We commit him into your hands, wherever he is right now, Father. We believe you, O God,
yes,
that you are
Lord.
A prayer answering God.
Amen.
You are a faithful God. You are a great healer. You are a great physician.
Yes,
Lord, lift up thy hands, Lord, and touch him completely and cause thy name to be glorified.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Us all as we live here, Father. Go with us, Lord. Be with us. Grant us a safe journey back home, Father. And when you do tarry, Lord God, and the Friday is ours. May you bring us together again,
please,
Lord, and we shall give you glory and give you praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you, brother. Sing the chorus.
Watching you, watching you. Sorry, you want to say something?
No. Go ahead.
Maybe
we meet here on Friday for the grace of the Lord.
Maybe they didn't hear this.
They did. Yeah.
Watching you, watching you, every day mind the course to pursue. Watching you, there's an ocean I watching you. All along on the road to the soul of a boat, there's an eye watching you. Every step that you take, this great eye is awake. There's an eye watching you. Whoa, watching you, watching you. Every day mind the course to pursue. Hallelujah, watching you, watching you. There's an old saying, I watching you.